Today is Trinity Sunday. Next Sunday, we'll celebrate the external solemnity of Corpus Christi. The feast is this coming Thursday. Because it is the feast of the body of Christ, we will have a procession of the Blessed Sacrament at the end of Mass. And so it's, in a sense, it's still part of Mass that we'll go for the procession. So we'll go around the church with the Blessed Sacrament. So keep that in mind. And so with that, if all the Eucharistic Crusaders can wear their scapulars for Mass and sit in the front pews, so that they'll walk directly behind the priest with the Blessed Sacrament. And so then if all the children can meet in the basement at 8:30 to receive their scapular and then any further instructions for that. So that is next Sunday, June 6th. The epistle for the Feast of the Holy Trinity is taken from Romans chapter 11. Of the depth of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God, how incomprehensible are his judgments and how unsearchable his ways. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and recompense shall be made him? For of him and by him and in him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 28. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Going therefore, teach you all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world." Please be seated. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, we have celebrated Pentecost, and now we have the Feast of the Holy Trinity. So last Sunday, with Pentecost, honoring then the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Ghost, and now we have the opportunity then to give praise to all of the persons of the Blessed Trinity. And I think with that, as we say, who hath known the mind of the Lord, I think it's something that is should be apparent to us. God's ways are not our ways. We don't understand a lot of times the thing that God expects from us or things that God sends to us. We sometimes have a harder time understanding these things. And so truly we can say, yes, who knows the mind of the Lord? But then also that you see in the epistle itself, in the epistle, it talks about the depth and the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. That is what we give praise to. We give praise to Almighty God because he can do all things. All things are brought to our Lord Jesus Christ when he came into this world, as we see that he mentions even in the gospel account. And so from these things, it should be a help to us to increase our faith and our trust in God. Because yes, we have no idea what God will show to us next, will give to us. We don't know except that we can have a strong faith in that. And building on what we talked about last Sunday, the fortitude that we need, you know, just that, the strength that we need in order to fulfill our daily duty, to do our duty of state. You know, we need this strengthening in order to do so. But then to build on that and then take from that, then the strength that we have. And through this strength, then it can show then a strong faith that we have. Because clearly in these times that we live in, it requires from us a strong faith. It requires from us to trust in Almighty God. Because of the events, things that happen in the world, we can ask the question, you know, what will happen next? When will God chastise the world? It is up to Almighty God. But for us, it requires from us a strong faith. To be steadfast in faith, as the Collect says. And being steadfast in faith, it will help us then in all adversity. The adversity that we undergo. The stresses, the crosses, the trials that we will have in our lives. It is through our strong faith that will help us. So as I say, if you're building on the fact of the fortitude that we need, this strengthening, a gift of the Holy Ghost, well, then also requires in us a strong faith. And through this faith, it will help us then to be able to handle the things that happen. And then also we have then the feast of the Queenship of Our Lady, which is tomorrow. And that is why I want to try to do the Nights Immaculata for this Sunday. Because with the Queenship of Our Lady, I think it gives to us a perfect sense of the adoration that is needed to give to the Holy Trinity. Because if you look at the relationship that Our Lady had with each of the persons of the Trinity, with God the Father, obviously she was a daughter, as we are sons and daughters of Almighty God. And so from an early age, Our Lady was brought to the temple. She learned these things to give praise to Almighty God. And so as a child of God, it is required of us. It is required of us to give the praise and the honor that is due to God. That is where we talk about the virtue of religion. And so from very early on, Our Lady gave us that example to the point that, yes, she was willing to become the Mother of God, realizing what she would have to undergo. Realizing that she would have to watch her son die on the cross. But yet, through her fiat, it allowed then the redemption of mankind. And so we see, as a child of God, what is required of us to live our lives accordingly. To live our lives pleasing to Almighty God, because we owe that to Him, because He is our Creator, He is our Redeemer, He is our Father. And so, yes, we owe that to Almighty God. But then also from that we can see that she was the Mother of God. She was the Mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity. So here we have that she was a daughter of God, now she was the Mother of God. And with that, then we see the love that she had for her son, the devotion that she had for him, that she was willing to accept becoming the Mother of God, realizing that he would die on the cross. And then the faithfulness that she had in walking each step with our Lord in his passion. This devotion that she had to her son. And that also illustrates the love that a mother has for her children. But it also shows to us what is required for us. I mean, obviously for us, the application is that we are a brother or a sister of our Lord. That we have the same mother, Our Lady who is in heaven. But it still shows that family influence that must be there for our devotion. The respect that we will have for our Lord Jesus Christ, who redeemed mankind. And then finally we see her being the spouse of the Holy Ghost. And that's, again, the love that spouses have for each other. It is interesting to see how Our Lady is able to have all of these relationships with the Holy Trinity. And it gives to us a sense and an idea of how we should have the same devotion. And it helps us then to try to put that into practice. And yes, it requires from us a strong faith. This faith that we must have. And especially, I would say, in these times that we live in, it is required of us. Because truly, you know, how incomprehensible are the judgments of Almighty God? We cannot figure that out in a way. We do not understand the ways of God. But it cannot keep us from having this strong devotion, this strong faith that we have. If anything, it should increase that. Because we see how much that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And he is willing to continue to take care of the world each and every day, to take care of each and one of every one of our souls. And so truly, God has a plan for everyone. God has a plan for each and one of our souls. And that plan is to end up in heaven. And so that is why then we have to try to have this strong faith, this fortitude also, in doing our duties for the love of God. And that is what the illustration of Our Lady, she shows to us. And that is why it is fitting then, at the end of the month of May, we have the queenship, the crowning of Our Lady as queen. Because she deserves this title. She deserves it because also of her strong faith and trust in Almighty God. And so therefore, being crowned, we can say that she is crowned in this triple way. Being a daughter, a mother, and a spouse of the Holy Trinity. And how fitting that is. And so that we can see, we can tie in these two feasts. We can tie in Trinity Sunday with the queenship of Our Lady. And so, hopefully it will help us then to, one, to consider the strong faith that we need to have in the Trinity and how through the signs of the cross we illustrate that. And that is why we must try to always make the sign of the cross well. It is said of Saint Bernadette that she edified the people around her by the way she made the sign of the cross. And we can ask ourselves the same question. Do we edify or do we disedify? But that is our belief in the Trinity. When we say the doxology, the glory be, when we make the sign of the cross, these are ways to illustrate this faith that we have. And that is why in times of trouble, difficulties, we make the sign of the cross. We pray because we are relying upon Almighty God. We're relying upon the faith that we must have in the Holy Trinity. So pray for these graces, and especially to pray to Our Lady, who was a perfect example of us, of the devotion that we should have to the Trinity. Pray to Our Lady to ask you, to help you, to receive the graces that you need in order to be pleasing to God, and to try to do something in honor of Our Lady tomorrow for her queenship, to illustrate the devotion that you have to the Blessed Virgin Mary. You know, whether it's coming to the church for Mass, whether it is to say an extra rosary in honor of her queenship, whatever it may be, flowers, roses, whatever you can do, I think would be good to show that devotion to Our Lady. But then to also to ask for these graces, to ask for these graces to help us, then to truly to give praise to the Holy Trinity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.